Blog Talk Radio.
Number is not on there. Weird. It's not in there.
No. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. And I am with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners. And we're looking forward to another great night of Astromind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, I would like to talk a little bit about story cubes and where they came from. The story cubes are really interesting when you get into metaphors. And when you get into the metaphors, you start to interact with metaphors. You start to see metaphors. And the metaphors are like these dice that you roll and you ask a question, and it shows a different symbol, or it shows a different character or whatever. And you kind of interact with that reality. The metaphors could be an apple, it could be a tree, it could be a butterfly, it could be a fairy, it could be a pixie. Could be a wizard, it could be anything mystical also, you know, mushrooms, pills, water fountain, a drink, anything like that. It's very interesting. But they were using these metaphors with these children back in China as a game, and when they would roll the dice, it would show a different metaphor. And each person would interact with their imagination what that metaphor means to them. So they would interact with their imagination, and then somebody else would interact with their imagination. So it's it could be used in a number of people by using your imagination, and it's there's no end to the imagination. You could play for hours with this game, and it's called the Story Cubes. So it's look it up on Amazon, and you can get those really cheap. Is there anything you want to share with that, Roy?
Well, they use the story cubes, and they're very interesting. It's like three, four different sets that they can use with the story cubes. So each one can tell a different story. Be part of the same story. So we found that they say that they're talking about the Bible. But they, you know, with the metaphors that are in the story cubes, and people can really take you on a journey. Is there anything else, Adrian?
Well, I do believe that each person has their own story to tell. And with every metaphor, you'll have a different story to tell. Like, you know, like if you were telling a story about an apple that fell from a tree and it landed on your head as you were sitting underneath the tree and the apple fell on your head, you know, what does that tell you subconsciously? You know, so start using your imagination. It's like a dream. You know, a dream is a metaphor. So you want to put that metaphor into a story. Into a story, then you put it all together, and then it starts making sense. So it's kind of an interesting thing. I think metaphors are very powerful because that's what they used to use back in the Bible times. There's a lot of metaphors. Jesus used a lot of metaphors. So it's kind of an old thing, an old custom thing. I also wanted to mention a little bit about the Ouija board, the Tarot, the ruins, the I Ching. I want to get into all that tonight if we have a little bit. First, we'll start with the Ouija board. The Ouija board was used long before the ruins and long before the Tarot and long before astrology, because Ouija boards were used all the way back to the Salem, which is European, where they came up with a board. A lot of mediums would use these boards to connect with the dead. In modern days, you know, the way we look at it is we look at it as something evil. Back in those days, they looked at it as something of an art. Everything was an art in those days. And a lot of people back in those days, in some countries, they didn't have to wear clothes at all because the energy, they didn't have the energy of negativity of what we have now. And that is a huge amount of programming. Like you said, from 0 to 10 years old, how we've been programmed. So now we look at things in a whole different light. Our intentions are not good. You know, our intentions are bad because we focus on negativity. But if we focus on positive things and we use our intention to connect with, you know, spirit guides and angels and ascended masters, then we focus our intention on that when we use a spirit board or whatever. And we'll connect with whatever comes through. We can know that it's always safe to connect with higher energies, because you won't have nothing dark coming around if you have higher energies around you. So it's all a matter of perception. It's all a matter of intent. And it's all a matter of who you want to channel. And if you're a natural medium, you can channel whoever you like to channel. Anyways, that's getting into the board. Getting into the ruins, that goes all the way back to the time of the Druids. You know, back in the time of Odin. And you can read about that, about Odin and the Druids and things like that. And the Tarot comes next. The Tarot is, we all know, is connected to astrology. And everybody wants to know about their future. Everybody wants to know about the Tarot and what the Tarot can do. And yes, it is all real. And energy is real. We're all real. You know, it's an art. It's an art of being a natural medium or a psychic. So is there anything you want to share that, Roy?
Well, I just wanted to share that, you know, there's a lot of tools out there, you know, that can be used, you know. A lot of it is the power of intention. You know, they could be used in a negative way, and they could be used in a positive, you know, afterlife, you know, and helping others and guiding them, you know, in the direction that they need to go. And a lot of it is the readers are just making that contact. They really don't know, you know, what, you know, these clients are going through or whatever they might be experiencing. These are just information that's coming through, you know, for them. And this is, you know, a confirmation to them, you know, that... And a lot of people, you know, who come for reading, they want to hear a validation. You know, they want to hear a confirmation. And, you know, a lot of people already know, you know, what they need to do. They just want to hear. Just wanted to share. Is there anything?
Well, that's very true, and I believe a lot of it has a lot to do with people's positivity or negativity, depending on where they're coming from. Most likely, a lot of people are going to use it for negativity because that's how they're programmed to believe. You know, they believe that it's something demonic, so that's pretty much what they're going to co-create. That mindset. So when you step outside of that mindset, then you'll start to see a lot more positive energy that you can draw in into your reality, into your energy. And it don't have to be negativity. It don't have to be dark and gloomy and doomy or scary. It can be something very positive. You could turn it into something very positive. Just for an example, I'll just give our audience a sample. I had a friend over and we were talking about the spirit board, and the first thing he said was, "Oh no, I don't get connected with the demon." And my mindset's thinking, you know, well, that's not what I was thinking. But their mindset might be different. You know, their mindset might be more of the negativity. It might be more of a darker, and it might be something that because they want to be scared. And people like to be scared, and that's why they watch horror movies or they watch something scary. So that's a lot of their negativity programming. You know, whether they have a lot of hatred, a lot of anger, that's kind of where they get a lot of their negativity. So if you're going to use a spirit board, use it by the power of intent. If you're going to use it to ruin, I say do the same thing. And just focus on what you really want in your life. Whether it be angels, talking to your family members, helping you with money, or if you're struggling out there, you know, just put it out to the positive intent. Is there anything else you want to share, Roy?
Yeah, I just wanted to.
You know, mainly, you know, whatever you're doing, you know, do it with unconditional love. You know, you don't have to send out that kind of energy, you know, any kind of work that we do. Again, we do have some open lines, and, you know, any of you out there, you know, that are listening, that want to get in, the number is
646-721-970. And is there anything
else? Yeah, I just wanted to share that anybody can be a psychic. Anybody can have the ability to see the future. Or sense, or if you're sensitive, you have the ability to open up to those energies, those frequencies. Especially right now, because we're getting into a, such a higher degree of energies, you want to be in that positive vibration. So remember, it's all about intent. It's not as how big of a crystal that you have. It's a matter of how much intentions and how much power you have behind your intentions. And where is your intentions coming from? Is it, you know, start evaluating, is my intentions coming from the dark side or is my intentions coming from the light side? So just kind of focus more on the light things, you know. If you want to have a dark experience, and focus on that. If you want to have a light experience, focus on that. So I just tell people to focus on what you want to experience and what you want to create. So that's kind of why we're here. We're here to experience, to create, and to experience. And so we also have a soul contract that we have to fulfill. Whatever that might be, you know, it could be your dharma, it could be your karma. So it could be multiple things that are going on. So call in and get your readings, and we'll look up your sacred contract and find out what's going on. Is there anything else you want to share, Roy?
No, I just wanted to share that, you know, there's a number of things out there, you know, that we can help to, you know, get us in a higher vibration. A lot of it, you know, has to do with the, you know, with the codes, you know, with the emotional codes, you know, and that the programming, you know, that goes along with that, and it can help, you know, those that are going through a lot of physical or emotional, you know, trauma in their lives right now, and we can help, you know, with these codes and help to, you know, so that you can have a better and happier life. Is there anything else you want to share with that, Ethan?
Tree is very important. Sacred geometry is all part of our energy. It's all part of our chakras. It's all part of who we are. So if you focus on a lot of these codes, they can really change your life, because you're carrying around a lot of garbage that you don't want part of your life. And you want to take out the trash. You want to take out the garbage. And then you want to put positive things in, you know, affirmations. So start focusing on all the positive vibrations, and it will help to lift your vibration, whether it be positive music, positive affirmations, or deprogramming, whatever works for you. It could even be oils. It could be crystals. It could be stones. It could be anything that you resonate with. Anything that's going to lift your vibration. Your hobbies, your jobs, whatever it might be to motivate you to bring in the higher consciousness. So please, feel free to call in. We do have open lines. If you would like to have a show with us tonight, is there anything you'd like to cover, Roy?
Well, along with, you know, the emotional codes, we're finding that a lot of these dark energies that are in our bodies, you know, come along with, you know, from heart walls. And heart walls are there, you know, that we put up so that we could protect the heart from, you know, whether it be bad relationships or you know, anything that was very painful to us, so that we could protect the heart. But a lot of these heart walls come from, you know, past generations, you know, whether it be on the father's side or the mother's side. And these were passed down to us and into our DNA. So they can be cleared with magnets. We could go all the way back into the generations by muscle testing and finding out exactly where they came from and from what side it was cleared, and then put, you know, positive affirmations or suggestions, you know, and, you know, to replace the negative, you know, emotions, you know, that a lot of people are going through. Is there any more information, Ethan?
Well, that's very accurate. I agree with you on that. I think that you've got to get all the buggers out, you know, whether it be parasites, whether it be viruses, whether it be your body not at ease, whether it be something emotional, whether it be something mental, whether it be something physical. It's always good to get those cleared now, and then to wait until later. You know, sometimes we wait till later, and then we kind of regret it. So it's like that saying goes, you know, pay now or pay later. Well, it's very true. You know, if we don't pay now, then we have to make a sacrifice in the future. So my best message is to you, to all of you, deprogram yourself now and start preparing for your ascension, and get cleared. So that way when you leave this life, you'll have all that cleared and you won't have to come back and do it all over again.
Looks like you're off, but
we're not getting nobody from that. Nobody called in tonight. We only had like 8 minutes.